Third pack of Chal and Mishnah Yud. And Neitel saw me Isis Chit and Pendoisim with Tzarech Isis Leir. The person took a yeast dough from a dough of wheat. Now this dough was big enough that it was already Chayav and Chal by itself. So basically you're taking something which is Tevel, because a dough that Chal wasn't taken from is also to eat, and at the dinner of Tevel, to take off the Chal. So he takes this dough, this sourdough, this yeast from a Chayav and Chal, and he mixes it into rice dough, and Yesh Benoit and Tanach Chayav Sidachav from Matsuya. If you could taste the wheat in this new mixture, then it's Chayav, the challah, because since you can taste it, it's not bottled. If you cannot taste the wheat in this rice, it tastes just like rice, then it's bottled because you can't taste it anymore. And this the Mishnah asks, and came, Lama Amar Tevel Kosher, why do we say the Tevel? And then how much you have connected to the Tevel, it gets mixed into something else, it remains Osir, and the whole mixture is Osir until you take off Trumas and Isis from the Tevel. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, that's not by Mindamino. If they're both wheat flour, and some of it's tevel and some of it's not, then the Mindamino, they say that tevel is not bottled. So there's a double shesha matirim, you could just take off shumas maizis. But shalom mino is nice and tam. If it's mixed in something which is a different min, then it's mixed into the point that you don't taste it anymore, it's bottled completely, and you could eat the whole mixture as if it will be hetzer.